All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
I don't know shit about fuck.
Put your balls
in
talk.
I like sucking.
Put that dick in my ass.
Legit
fat
podcast.
I like China.
I am.
Working with retards.
Welcome to Costco. I love you.
That's the thing, is that the 90s seems to be making a comeback. Like, late 80s, early 90s is coming back now.
I thought mom jeans peaked too, but they made a comeback.
Hitler is hotter than ever.
He
was probably hotter in the 30s, right? Like, in the 1930s, he was probably, like, hotter than he is
right now. Yeah, I liked my 1930s Hitler, you know, classic. Like,
hotter than he's been since, like, 1947.
Yeah.
He was like canceled then. Now he's making a comeback.
Exactly. Now kids are like translating his speeches and being like, wait, what?
They're like, wait a minute. Well, he actually has some redeeming qualities.
But that's what AI is telling them, though. AI is like, Hitler was a great guy. Like at the end of every AI conversation in the beginning when AI was first released to us to use, I guess.
I had all on my own.
I had to read books and shit. This is crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it took a lot of digging to figure out that the Allies might have been Nazis in their own right. But,
well, we know the Nazis won either way.
They're saying our president right now is a Nazi, so I guess we'll just have to wait to see how that transpires.
I mean, I don't think that's how it's going to go, but that being said, I could see it going that way. You know what I mean? Like, it's got all that...
100%.
It's got all that fervor behind it that you're all like, how could it happen? And then, like, all of a sudden you're like, whoa, what happened?
Yeah.
Well, all it takes a couple of false flags from the left, and then, boom, all of a sudden...
What about just false flags from the right, man? It wouldn't take a whole lot.
Well, that's what I mean. Like a false flag. Well, no, I should say an attack from the left, but that might be false, you know. But it's coming from the left. It'll come from the left. It'll be a.
It'll look like it comes from the left.
I mean, they're talking about taking up arms and shit. These blue haired freaks, and I'm like, you can try.
Can you imagine though? Them with guns is so scary. That like, I mean, I wouldn't be afraid of one of them with a gun. Face to face, but all of them, it's just like spraying.
They'd have a worse accuracy rate than
the problem
cops.
Is the psychos are going to be shooting up the schools and shit. That's the problem. Is it's not going to be like they're like, all right, we'll meet you on the field, motherfuckers. It's going to be like, you know, they're shooting up McDonald's and all.
We
that
need
stuff.
To do it like a Revolutionary War style, where they all just line up and just start firing at each other.
I mean,
that's why men do war.
The similarities are like you can start looking into it at all these different levels, and the similarities just get eerier and eerier. I mean. You kind of look like, because, I mean, let's just, for the sake of the argument, assume that Hitler wasn't a genocidal maniac. At first. We'll just start with that. Let's start with that. And, you know, he started making these changes and saying he was going to do this and that. And the whole world freaked the fuck out to the point where his neighbors were going to take up arms against him. And here I am in Canada, and there's a measurable percentage of the country that is ready to take up arms against you.
Fucking wild. And I say bring it on, Canada. No offense to you guys, of course, but go ahead. I know at least 50% of you in Alberta or Manitoba, wherever you guys are, would probably give us a running a run for our money. But
I don't think a lot of people in America is it just based on stuff that Trump's saying? I don't follow news as much anymore.
This is the funniest part is the Americans, like the average American I talk to is just like, what? What are you talking about?
Yeah, that's what I mean. I feel like that's how
Canadians,
most countries are
like,
in war.
I ain't buying anything from America ever again. And my American buddies are like, what are you talking about? Oh, yeah. Is that still a thing? I remember he said that thing. Is that still going on?
The, the media's got everybody spun up here, and now it's Team Canada. All of a sudden, oh, we're going to fight back, blah, blah, blah. And we're like, fuck, you've been destroying the country for 10 years. And now everybody's all of a sudden, because the fucking TV and the liberal media and the establishment's telling them, we've lost a whole bunch of people that we had gained after COVID, I feel like. I mean, I know there's fake polls going on too, but it's getting pretty crazy. Hey,
I got to stop you there, because that's the problem. Is you never gained them. That's what I've, you know, that was that, like, that
meme. Yeah, we did. We did gain
some. You thought you did. You thought you did. And they even thought they did. In their defense, they even thought they did. But it's like that meme that was going around like 2 years ago. It's like all the same friends, all the same coworkers, all the same people that turned on you during this are going to do it again on the next one. It's like, unless it's the exact same thing where it's like COVID 3.0. And then they're like, oh, wait a second. Wait a second, I remember this one. But if it's like anything else, I mean, even bird flu is probably enough that it changed up enough. They're like, hey, man, this ain't COVID this time. You better just, you know, wear a mask and get the shot. And, you know.
And to see it happen again is just fucking wild. I mean, what did we expect, though? Like, I kind of see where both of you are coming from, where it seems like we gained a lot, and then people are just going right back into the whole fear thing. And
because all that happened is they took their foot off the gas, man. It was like that thing when we were at the height of COVID in Canada. You could see this future where if they just kept this programming and propaganda going for another, like, I was already at the point where it's like, what are we, a year or 18 months before these fucking people come and, like, get me, you know, like, actually come and get you and, like, take you off someplace, and your neighbors are, and my neighbors are cheering for it while they drag me off, because, and you could see that sort of coming. It was like, they just had to keep doing it. It's not like we shook off some spell. It's like the truckers helped a lot, you know, whether they were enough to actually pitch, but if they would have just kept going with the propaganda, you know, it's hard to know what the fuck we're capable of after seeing those sorts of things. And then seeing like all these sort of quote unquote Canadian influencers that have come up over freedom and this and that over since COVID, a lot of them. And you just see everyone, like, almost to a person, just slowly flip and start joining Team Canada. And it's like, come on, you guys, like, it's
hard. If they would have kept up with it, it would have ramped up to some crazy levels, I'm sure, because there's no way, like you said, they took the foot off the gas and everyone was like,
well, they had to stop at some point. I think they're gonna just keep throwing things at us. It's like they're sifting people out, or, like, you know, swishing back and forth, and then people are gonna pick a side, and they're gonna just, you're gonna lose people left and right, and eventually they'll be the good ones that are left, or the ones that they want, you know, left, so that they can do their bidding or whatever.
Real quick before we go on, welcome, this is Legit Vat Podcast. I'll just do the intro. Yeah, 5 hey. Minutes in, fuck it, whatever. I'm Joe. If you, this is your first time listening, I'm Joe.
Hey, I'm
Jen. Is also with me tonight. Yes. And Ben will be back soon, he assured me. Real quick note before we really get started, Rockfin has taken its final dump, I believe, and we are no longer on there, along with like a million other channels. They just nuked people. And I was talking to Lindsay over at Rogue Ways about it, and she was saying that she heard on Union of the Unwanted that everybody kind of saw the writing on the wall with that. So thanks everybody who's a member over at Rockfin for so long. It's seems to have run its course.
Wait, so, I didn't know. I didn't even know that.
This has just happened just in like the last day or two.
If I'm on Rockfin still.
What about our Ray coin? Do we get the Ray coin?
Oh, who fucking cares? It's at like 40 cents.
I'm just kidding. I know. I don't want our $5 or whatever.
Yeah, you can have our whatever.
Look at that. How did we avoid nuking? I mean, I don't understand this.
I don't know yet. Lindsay was kind of worried that it's going to be happening soon. Crow 777 still up there. There's a bunch of them. They're still up there, but a bunch of channels I know. Catalyst Jones over at White Rabbit seems to think he's off there. He's talking to Charlie Robinson about it, and he's like, "Oh, it's just a matter of time." His revenue dropped 90% after the last thing they did. Anyway, for all you audio listeners, you don't give a shit about that anyway, because you're just here to listen to me tickle your earbuds. So tonight we have Graham, everybody's favorite podcaster, Dunlap. Is it Dunlap or Dunlop? Correct me.
It depends on if Darren's saying it or not, but
it depends on what kind of mood I'm in when I'm saying
it's Dunlop.
Okay, like, I spelled it right.
Coach Red Smartass. If he's being smartass, it's Dunlap.
Dunlap.
If he's being a smartass.
Oh, I just thought it was your Canadian accent, but yeah. Also, Darren Grimes and the Grimerica boys here. They've been on several times. It's been, probably 2 years since we've had you on, but Darren's one of the few that we've actually got to meet in real life, hang out, smoke a J, and drink a beer with. Next time it's going to be Graham if he gets out of his, maple K-hole. He's up, sucking moose off or whatever you guys do up there. I don't know. But yeah, you guys, I think that's about it. Everybody knows who you are, I'm sure, at this point. So let's continue on. You guys are kind of telling us about the state of what's going on in Canada. And what do you guys think of the first, 30 days of Trump? Because I know that affects you more than your politics affects us. So
I want my maple card. you talked about the maple kale while there. I mean, he's giving out this gold card. I want the maple card.
Well, you got the white card.
Buddy, I'm telling you, the maple card is fucking coming. This is a prediction that I'm making. I do have to adjust my prediction because I think they might let Carney in after all, but I still don't think he'll be in for long.
He's got everybody in a tizzy up here, man. It's insane right now. The people are freaking out more than they are down there. I mean, I had to... just heard from somebody that I am really close to, and they're just falling right into the trap. Oh, we're canceling our trip to the States, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh my God. Virtue signal some more. Like, grow up. This place.
Where were they going in the States? Because that really depends on their experience.
California.
Yeah. Where in California? That also depends. Well,
Palm Desert.
Well, who cares? Okay. Their experience isn't going to change. They're just retarded. You know?
No, I know.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably going to be fine.
Infuriating. It's infuriating because
there's no place in the States right now that you're going to go that they're going to go, hey, motherfucker, are you from Canada? Fuck you. You know?
No,
yeah, no one's going to say that.
It's a virtue signal. It's not a fear thing. It's because they don't want to support Trump. I mean, they're freaking out. You know, our politicians have destroyed our country. It's broken beyond repair. And now Trump comes out with these tariff things and threatening the 51st state. And I mean, of course, I'm not excited about tariffs, but I understand where he's coming from because we should do the same fucking thing here in a way. We should take care of ourselves. We have our economy sucks. We don't make shit anymore. We buy most of our stuff from the States. Well, actually, do we even buy most of our stuff from the States? They don't allow us to import a lot of stuff, right? Not they as in the States, but I don't know. I mean, it's just frustrating. So they've got everybody in a tizzy. There's a new patriotic fervor here that's fake. It's like, where were they years ago? It's getting kind of annoying, to be honest. But I mean, I'm excited. I want to become a 51st. What?
As a Canadian product, our support has not gone up. So we have not got swept up in the Team Canada. Plus, I guess they don't care about America.
Well, so what happened with that, though? So the little I do know is Trudeau was stepping down or said he was stepping down. So what's going on with that?
March 9th, baby. And they're going to call the election on my birthday, March 10th.
Well, happy birthday.
And I get my tax return that day, too. So, I mean, fucking happy birthday.
Is that your Indian tax return or like regular Canadian?
Regular people tax return, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm starting to think that there's going to be a lot more people just not filing taxes this year, including Democrats, which I'm in favor of. That's fine. With all the shit that Trump's swinging his dick around about in the last month, I heard an interesting stat the other day that said over 100 million Americans haven't filed taxes in like 10 years or some shit. That's a lot of backlog. So I figure at my pay rate at my job, I could not file taxes and it would take them 30, 40 years to catch up with me. So I might just do that. I've been saying it forever, and I'm like, you know what? I think I might just do that this year. I'm just not filing.
If you're going to do that, you'll have to put exempt on your W-4 or whatever.
Well, that's the thing.
Sure they're not taking
taxes
out.
I'm not evading by doing that. I'm just not filing.
I think in Canada, you're supposed to do it within... There's like some weird arbitrary rule where it's like you're supposed to do it within 7 years or something like that. But for like...
Oh, wow.
For like, because I have buddies that like I just work with that have a day job that I was like, well, what did your taxes? He's like, I haven't done my taxes in like 6 years.
Yeah, but if you owe money, they fucking ding you really bad, like really bad. But
they don't know unless you file.
Well, I mean, once you file and if you owe, then they charge you massive interest. It's ridiculous.
Oh, I'm sure they do. Get it from this cold, dead hand.
When I owed them, because I had a big problem with them, they said I owed them $9,700 or something like that. And I was like, I ain't paying you shit, man. Because we were arguing about some stuff. So I was like, I'm not paying this because it's like, you know, I'm not giving you guys 10 grand. That's crazy because then I'm fighting to get the money back from you instead of, you know, but But I think they were only charging me, I want to say like 1.5% or something like that. I was
the bargain.
I was pretty impressed with how slowly it.
They might have changed that.
$86 a quarter or something like that.
It might have changed that. No, it was
a percent and a half though on money that you owe them that they stole from you. It's a pretty good deal. I mean, if you're looking at it, you know, through rose colored glasses,
it's way cheaper than the going interest rate for sure.
Oh yeah, even car interest rates for somebody with good credit are crazy right now. I mean, I'm lucky I bought my car back in like 2018 because I got like a 2.9. I couldn't get that now, guarantee it. And that's through a credit union too. Like that was.
Yeah, everything sucks here right now.
It's terrible. Are eggs like 12 bucks a dozen up there?
Yeah, you guys are. I was just looking today. I was talking to my kid because we bought eggs. I was like, can you believe the eggs are $10? I mean, it's fucking crazy. I think it was only like. It ended up being 8, but.
Well, we have chickens, so we haven't bought eggs in so long.
The butter was $10.
Oh my God.
The butter, shit brand was $6. And then all the good brands are $9 or $10 for a pound of butter. It's like, God damn.
Is that US or Canadian?
Canadian. So it says like, we're at almost 1.4 or something right now, maybe 1.4, 1.39. I mean, it's not.
That sounds about right. Yeah.
We're lucky enough to get paid mostly in, like, for all the stuff we do, the audiobooks, all that kind of stuff, we get paid in U.S., and then it just automatically converts it to Canadian. So from this side of things, it's not too bad, the dollar crashing, because at least it starts to convert to more. You can sort of keep up with it that way. But I think you guys are kind of hitting some, from the looks of it, you guys are going to hit into what we hit like fucking a year and a half ago. You guys are sort of running into that fucking everything catching up with you.
It's hard. I mean, there's no way it can't after so long off the gold standard. But have you heard about all the shit Doge is doing aside? They're talking about auditing Fort Knox. And then there's like reports of the U.S. flying in shitloads of gold from Europe and all this. Do you guys know anything about that? Or like, what do you think that is?
But I know they're talking about giving you cash. Do you guys think you're going to get cash? Do you think you're going to get a Doge check?
I wouldn't be surprised, but it's probably just an early UBI.
I feel like Trump can't have like the fucking thing is crashing. We went through we're just going through it, right? Because we're at the end of this fucking government anyway, and it's a fucking train wreck, and it's just like, fuck him, let him suffer. But it's happening right when Trump's getting into power, and I feel like he's smart enough to realize he's like, the wheel, you know, there's no stopping the fucking bottom coming out of this bitch. What better fucking way? I mean, even if Doge isn't even fucking real, you know, but it's just this giant thing where they're like, we're saving all this money and it's gonna get better fast, and here's fucking $5,000 so that you don't notice that the economy is completely fucked. And maybe that's just enough for the pop, you know, because in Canada we didn't do nothing. It was just like, you know, crash and burn, motherfuckers.
here's my prediction. It's gonna come in stable coin that you have to sign up for, and you'll get your $5,000 or $8,000. It'll be enough that you'll want to do it, and they'll get you signed up for the currency that's the same as the U.S. dollar, but it's in stable coins. So they'll get everybody on the electronic money that way.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, that's, yeah.
Gotta get some, Graham. We'll go down and sign up, get our stable coin, come back.
That's been the whole thing. I mean, it makes sense. It really does track with the whole course Elon and all those other goons are, you know, going for with technocracy type shit. It's under the flavor of Republican, though. So from one side of the aisle, it's
the
great.
Freedom. Yeah, it's
under their
the flavor.
No, but favorite.
But I've got some sympathy for that. I mean, I think Elon, I mean, he's excited to clean up the mess. The government does need, you know, whittling down, or they need to slash it. So, I mean, I think he's doing a lot of good work there. I think they're attacking the deep state. I mean, they really are. If they're cutting all this funding, it's just going
to
end.
I don't see how they could like have time to do like performance reviews or, you know, so is it just like.
Well, you lay people off and pay them 9 months salary. I mean.
I'd fucking walk for 9 months.
You can lay anybody off in the corporate world. You just got to give them enough notice and enough pay.
You got a different perspective though, Darren, and I envy it being an Indian. I would love to just take 9 months pay and walk, because then I could just go into any forest and just start slashing squirrels and they can't do shit because you're an Indian.
I can't fucking just go fucking wander off the ground. I just, I've got sort of some numbers in my head of what I would need to just sort of retire, you know, not retire, but retire into all this other stuff that we do. I mean, if our money turns into pesos, that might do it. You know what I mean? Like if fucking if an American dollar ends up being worth like 18 bucks Canadian, then I'm good.
Hey, it could happen too. I mean, you got all the cartel shit going on down there. I mean, that president, I say president in heavy air quotes, is quite the Zionist. So the fact that she's agreeing to, oh, we'll, police the cartels down there and put 10,000 troops on the border and all this shit, it seems very sketchy to me. I've heard a lot of people talking about, oh, we could have like a kinetic war with Mexico. I'm like, how long is that going to last, though, if that happened? It's going
Well,
to be
you're in
over
the belly
quick.
of the beast. Is there less Mexicans?
Here, I mean, we're far north, though, from the
Yeah,
border,
but
so
there's
I.
still a lot of fucking Mexicans running around there,
There are a
man.
lot of Mexicans. Yeah, there's a lot of Mexicans everywhere in
Who also
America.
pick our fresh fruits and vegetables? We gotta have them here.
Jesus Christ.
No wonder why you're kicked off of Rockfin.
No, that's
Anyway,
what the left was
so
saying.
if it's
Come on.
about cutting the money, Rockfin cut our fucking money like forever ago, dude. Like fucking years ago. We had like what, 8 months, Graham, where we were like making money, and then it was like, fucking it like cut in half, and then it cut in half again, and then now we make like $100 every 3 months. It's
Oh yeah,
ridiculous.
no,
Like
that's
now they
normal.
haven't
So
paid us in like 4 months. But when we started, it was like fucking couple grand, man. Here you go. Boom, boom. And then it just like went down to fucking almost nothing.
that's what I was saying with I was talking to Chris over at Forbidden Knowledge News, and I'm like, dude, it seemed like a more drawn out kind of insidious crypto rug pull in hindsight, of course. That's what it looks like now. Looks like they did a pump and dump type of thing, but over like 4 or 5 years. But I didn't know anything about that at the time, so I'm like, this is cool. Let's see where this
So
goes.
they were like ahead of the meme coin.
Kinda, yeah. What do you want to bet there was a Goldstein or a Silverberg behind Rockfin? Don't worry, this isn't going on there. I can
Well,
say
I mean, the
whatever I want.
canceling is just troubling because I remember saying to Graham and I fucking talked about it in the beginning because they were trying to get us to do our premium content through Rockfin. So they were like, do you? Because we were meeting with them and I was like, well, we do plus. And that's when we decided, no, we'll just do something completely different because. There's just this weird feeling where it's like they're gonna gobble up the entire alternative side of things and then just fucking shut them off again.
Right. So they
And
told
now
us the
it's
same
like,
thing. They're like, you got to do Rockfin exclusive stuff. So I did. I started doing Planet Retard Report, and it was an extra weekly episode where we just kind of covered the news and stuff. They seem to be happy with that, and we haven't, yeah, I don't know what happened, but it's not just
I
us. If it
had the
was just
exact
us,
same
I'd know
feeling that
why.
Darren had, though. It felt gross. I read the emails back and forth. They were like schmoozy. It just felt gross. You can just tell when someone's kind of not tricking you, but kind of tricking
It was
you
like
into
Jewish
doing what they
Indians.
wanted to do. Yeah.
Yeah.
I
I
still
don't
had a
know.
bad taste in my fucking mouth when it's like, because we ended up losing like 2 grand because it was like they had this weird, there's those, because even like converting your money was like a weird shit show. You know what I
Oh,
mean? It's
yeah.
sketchy fuck, you're doing all this sketchy shit and it costs a fortune. And we ended up losing money this one time because someone had made some fucking website that looked just like that. Now that I think about it, I was like, oh, it was probably fucking Rockfin. I mean, how the fuck else did I end up on this website? Would I just like Google it and search for it?
So Brad, my buddy Catalyst in the chat, he's a White Rabbit podcast. He said that it was a glitch and you can upload again. I actually just went there, Brad. I checked it out on my page. I cannot access content management and my page shows 0 followers. So they nuked the fuck out of us. Our shit is still up there, which is a weird thing. I'm not sure for how much longer. I should just go back through and make everything free because we have episodes on there that have never been on audio or any other platform. So if they delete it, I'm gonna be mad. I'm gonna have to go in there and like
Can
manually
you
download
download it?
everything.
At least can you download
No.
it? I just logged in. It still shows
I know
everybody's
that's
stuff.
what's weird is from a user's end it shows that, but then when I try to log in on the creator end it shows.
I'm logged in as you. I have your login.
Oh, that's on the app.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe it is a glitch because I just logged in on my computer and my phone and it shows 0 followers and I can't access content management. So
All
anyway,
right. Well,
that's enough
whatever.
behind the scenes shit.
Either way, it was a shit show. I mean, it just turned into no money. And I mean, luckily, we were making no
Yeah.
money anyway. So it wasn't like a huge hit for us. But like,
Yeah.
for some of these guys that brought their whole thing over, if they were stuck in the same weird pyramid thing, like, they must have caught onto that right away. Cause it was like within a year, your returns were dropping off so drastically that it must have been like, oh my God, what's going on? I've made a huge mistake.
Yeah. And I think that's why I never trusted the numbers on there anyway, the subscriber count or follower. I'm like, all that can be fudged very easily. I don't believe any of that. Like the viewership with versus the numbers they said we had was like, this doesn't make any sense. Somebody's fudging some shit somewhere. So,
yeah. Oh, yeah. It's crazy. It doesn't make any sense. It's like you get like, you're lucky to get 100 views on the video, but you got 15,000 followers.
Right. Yeah. It's like, how did that happen? Okay. Either they're fudging the view numbers or the follower numbers or both. But I mean, I guess YouTube probably does the fucking same thing. I don't know. YouTube is our only video platform at the moment until we switch over to Rumble. But everybody talks shit on Rumble too. So I'm like, where do we go? Do we just focus on audio? Like, fuck this. I'm kind of tired of doing video anyway.
We're still on YouTube. I mean, against all odds, we're still on YouTube. We're like, we're a couple months away now from having a squeaky clean account again. We had a warrant because all the strikes are off. And then we appealed one, and they accepted our appeal, which was the first time in a decade that YouTube ever accepted an appeal.
Wow.
And then we have one warning left that because the warnings last a year, and that comes off May 11th. And then our account will be, like, for the first time in, like, 7 years, we'll be back to, like, quote-unquote clean.
Well, don't get comfy because they'll dig up old shows and be like, well, we're going to ding you for this now.
They already did that, I think. They're like, we went through all of that where they went through, are they like scraped through? I mean, they could still change it because the thing is they went through once and it was medical misinformation. Then they went through again and scraped out a bunch of other stuff that they said was like harmful conspiracy theories. And then they did another swipe that was hateful content. And, you know, now it's...
And then they said they don't want to monetize us. They don't like our channel. So, and we were just using it for a repository for a while. But then we started putting work into it to try and make it go a bit. Then they clamped down. But now who knows what's going to happen? I mean, I do feel like it is weird that Rockfin's censoring when the world's going the other way. It seems like, I mean, it does feel like YouTube's.
I don't know if they're censoring though. I think they're just taking a fat dump. I think they're either rug pulling and running or something. I don't know if they're just censoring. I think they're dying.
Taking the money and going. Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't know X. I mean, you might want to just do X too. I mean, put video on X. I mean, you never know. X might be the next YouTube in a lot of ways.
It could be. A lot of people do like to live stream over there, and I would have to invest a lot more time into it. That's the thing. That's the most disheartening thing. Oh, yeah. It's not I have to just send it to this now. That's no problem. But like building up that audience on that platform and engaging, it's just the whole thing is like...
Oh, yeah, it's exhausting.
One of the hardest parts of getting older is feeling like something's off in your body, but not knowing exactly what. It's not just aging. It's often your hormones, too. When they fall out of balance, everything feels off. But here's the good news. This doesn't have to be the story of your next chapter. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is an herbal formula made with science-backed ingredients designed to fine-tune your hormones by balancing estrogen, testosterone, progesterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol. It helps with common issues such as hot flashes, poor sleep, low energy, bloating, and more. With over 40,000 reviews and a bottle sold every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. A survey found 86% of women lost weight, 77% saw an improved mood, and 100% felt like themselves again. Start your next chapter feeling balanced and in control. For a limited time, get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.
It's exhausting because we're shadow banned all the whole way through it as well. We have no reach now. The discoverability is not the same. It's
you don't get recommended.
I just ruined the brand on social media. So the more shadow banned I am on social media, probably the better. I see no evidence that social media has helped the show.
No, ours definitely hasn't.
We haven't had true social media.
In the beginning, we were like cruising. On Twitter, we used to gain so many followers and listeners on Twitter, and then, but then, you know, they get you all riled up, and everything you say just pisses off people.
Well, it's like Elon said, it's freedom of speech, not freedom of reach. And they can throttle that.
The public is, everything is irredeemable now. You know what I mean? You just have to say one fucking thing. You like the wrong guy. Oh, you don't hate Trump enough. You blah. Fuck this. You know, they're out, man. I mean,
we get in trouble on both sides.
In 2016, the very first time, because we were like fucking supportive of Trump. And like people were just emailing us, telling us how disappointed they were in us. And it was just like some dude had invited us out to have a meetup at his cabin. And he was just like, never fucking contact me again. Just because he seemed like Trump. I mean, it's hard to believe. It almost seemed like a more divisive time on the internet than, but now, because of course we call out shit wherever we see it. So now it's like, it's on the right too, where if you don't hate the right people on the right, they're fucking pissed at you too. Or if you don't hate the right things, or if you know, it's just like the audience has gotten, in some ways, I think, fickler, you know?
Oh no, it's micro siloing now. It used to be a little easier. It was like, it started out being left versus right, and everybody was like, well, I don't agree with you on everything, but you like my guy. And then now it's subdivided so many times, it's like mitosis now. You have silo after silo, all these little people that are like, well, you don't like Kamala and Biden, but you also don't like Trump, so I don't like you. I'm going to go watch somebody else who agrees with me. There's enough options out there. That's the sad thing. There's enough options between podcasts and media. You can find somebody who agrees the most like you, and that's who you're going to stick with because they tell you everything you want to hear.
But we don't know these people. We don't have anything to do with them. So it's so gross that enough people will side with people they've never met that really don't impact them on their day-to-day. Their day-to-day is like going to work, getting up, interacting with their family, friends, whoever at the store. They have nothing to do with these political figures, but they're going to be divided and not talk to other people that disagree with them on something that doesn't affect either one of them. I mean, maybe on a grand scale it does, but on your day-to-day you could find little things that you could talk about, interact about, have a good old time. Just don't talk about, you know, these two or three things.
Which like is politics. Stupid, because you should be allowed to and just still be friends.
Yeah, but exactly. You should be able to disagree, I mean, for sure.
I'm almost see why, you know, because when I was a kid, that was a thing. It was like, I remember my grandma telling me, you don't talk about politics or religion at the dinner table. Like my fucking grandma told me that. She also told me that the NHL was staged and fake when I was 11 years old.
That's a smart-ass granny there.
I remember my cousin watching hockey, and she's like, this is all fucking scripted, man. And I was like, come on, grandma, there's no way they're making this. She's like, oh, fuck, you'd be surprised.
But would she have not talked to someone who said it wasn't? Would she have gotten in a heated debate? Yeah.
I mean, I was fighting with her saying it wasn't at that time, but I forget where I was going with that. What was I saying before we got into the hockey?
Oh, just that not talking about politics at the dinner table and religion.
She told me not to talk about that shit at the dinner table. And, you know, when we started Grimerica, we were like, we're not going to talk about politics. And maybe it is different now, but, you know, all it does is it seems to just divide. When they made the politics pop culture, that was just the end. That was the beginning of the end. It's just infinitely divisive. And now, you know, we went from nobody really giving a fuck what the fuck was going on, which is not great. You know, we don't want to be completely not paying attention to what's going on. That got us in a bit of a mess. But now it's like, you know, everyone's just fucking, you know, Trump says something, and you know, by the end of the fucking day, the entire planet knows it. I mean, you can say that the mainstream media has lost its hold and it's non-existent, but if Trump says something or Trudeau says something or whatever says something and they want me to know it, you know, it gets to fucking everybody at the end of the day. And you can just,
whether you want to or not,
with these retarded things like fucking Hawktaw and all these stupid things that get in the culture, it's like there's no way this is fucking organic. They're like, just, no. What are they fucking doing? You know,
talk to a girl as a Jew too. That's just part of the story.
I think it's okay to listen and have an opinion on it. Just not disagree with someone who doesn't have the same opinion. That's all. You don't have to fight about it.
I think what bugs me
is right that the public is just too stupid.
That's true. Yeah, I mean the thing that bugs me is when the divisiveness is based on lies, right? That's what bugs me is I feel like in the past it was like, okay, you have different opinions and you argue it out. Like you might not want to have an argument to dinner about, you know, politics and religion in the 70s or the 60s, you know, but you would argue it out and it wouldn't be about based on a bunch of lies. Maybe it was always, but right now it feels like it's just based on like people calling Elon and Trump a Nazi and all their Nazis and the fascist and all these fucking buzzwords that have no meaning anymore. And you're in a corporation and you can't even talk about these things, right? Everybody wants to virtue signal and you can't even have a discussion about it.
Yeah.
No,
it's the lies that bug me.
But the buzzwords, like you're talking about, and that is part of the lies too. Is they just look through their little Rolodex of okay, homophobe, transphobe, which one do I call this person? Nazi, fascist, blah, blah, capitalist, and then they just throw that at you and go, "Ha, I got you." I mean, I haven't seen that as much in real life, especially where we live, but social media, 100%. I posted a funny fucking trans meme the other day. And it was like a Family Guy clip, whatever. You would not believe the people that jump on there that were just like, oh, so you're a hateful bigot. And I just answered them. I said, okay, and they had no response because that's where their logic stops. They're like, you're a bigot. And I said, okay, sure, fine, what? And now what? And they have nothing else to say. It's wild. They have one, they're a one trick pony. And then once you call them out and just own it, they're like, oh shit, what do I do with this guy now?
Yeah, it happens in person here in Canada, I think, in some places. Yeah,
I can't imagine. Well, probably not or Quebec. I can imagine over there that happens.
No, in BC too. I mean, you know, my mom's in the heart of the beast right now.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Well, she's how are you dealing with it, Darren? I can't see Darren dealing with that.
I'm in the fucking best place, man. I fucking don't have to worry about nothing. Most people where I am think just like me, and they want the fuck out of here.
So you gonna move down here or what?
Well, they just want to be the, I mean, the sentiment in Alberta is we just need to be done with it. We need to be done with being Canadian. We need to either be our own thing or maybe we're American or whatever that looks like. But I mean, the fervor where Graham and I are is drawn up to like, we just need to get the way fuck away from these people.
I interest you in sun and warmth? Come down here a little ways. I don't recommend California in particular, but just get closer to the equator. You guys will be so much happier.
The last
trust
time
me.
I was down there, it was fucking too hot to come to your house. I had to like detour around your fucking house because it was like fucking 47 degrees Celsius.
We don't know what that is.
It was probably like 115 degrees.
Yeah. It was crazy.
No, it does get that hot here. We're in kind of like a desert scenario. Even during the winter, it gets cold here. I mean, to me, it gets cold, not to her. She's from Mass, so like cold is like negative 25 Fahrenheit. I'm like, that's not, you shouldn't even, nobody should live there. Speaking of that, before we get off track too much, Greenland, what do you think about that as part of the 51st state or what we should probably call the North American Union? But when you were talking about, Darren, about you're cool with, you know, Canada being the 51st state, what do you do you think that's a possibility of something that actually Alberta. Will happen?
I said
just Alberta.
Yeah, I don't. If Canada's involved, I'm not fucking interested. I'm not fucking interested in Canada or being Canadian. I don't consider myself a Canadian and, you know.
Well, you can do that because you're brown.
If Canada's going to be the whole thing, then I don't want to go. Then I would think Alberta's better off being separate.
But I think it's a reality, though. I mean, I think the way he's looking at it is they're a risk. All the Canada, Greenland, it's all a risk to America right now. I mean, if he's going after like what he's doing with USAID and DOGE and all this stuff, like if he's literally going to flip the table over. They're coming after him. Like it is a war to me. It's not. It's a real war against basically, you know, the globalists, the WEF, Canada, Europe, all that against fucking Trump and the U.S. I mean, so he can't have like Canada with all the money laundering and crime and fent labs and the leaky border and people just coming into the country willy nilly like they were down there where you guys are. And then Greenland and all the northern border open, like he needs to solidify North America. And I'm okay with that, to be honest, right now. I mean, I feel like we got to kind of pick or choose like the best way forward. I don't want a globalist society with this carbon taxes and all the lies and the climate change bullshit that we're going through in COVID. Like, I feel like there's at least they're talking about autonomy in America. Like they're not even, the rest of the globe is not, they're talking about a fucking global, you know, the greater good and climate change and all this stuff. Like, I don't want that. I want at least the illusion of autonomy.
No, it's Emperor Trump.
I mean, really, isn't that make sense? I mean, let's pick, it's going to happen. There's going to be like, there's going to be a war. We're in a war.
And Canada's brink for collapse. Europe's going to collapse. It's all starting to collapse. You know, it's America's reeling to hang on to something because you guys are like the one country that maybe has a shot at hanging on to something because you got a big ass military. You're mostly self-sufficient at a level that most of the other countries in the world don't get to enjoy. And you have that global currency and you got a bunch of nukes. But, you know, I mean, the rest of it, the jig is up, man. I mean, everything's, the Australian economy is in fucking free fall. It's fucking collapsing.
Europe seems to be done.
UK is fucking collapsing and Canada's collapsing. So you talk about 51st state or territories and stuff like that. I think all that is fucking premature because right now, you know, the going's still good. As weird as it and bad as it seems out there, I mean, the going's still pretty good. There's still food on the shelves at the grocery store. There's still gas in the tanks at the gas station. I mean, if you play this scenario forward in another 10 years, I mean, you're going to have parts of Canada that are begging to fucking join the States. You're not going to have to take anything over. They're going to be fucking begging. There's parts of it that are already. I mean, let's be honest. You can say 51st state, and if you would have said that 20 years ago, the entire country would have been like, fuck you, man, that ain't happening. And you say it now, and it's like 20% are like, eh. You know, it's like 10% across the board. If you go to the West, it's like 20%. If you go down to like Western kids under the age of like 30, it's like 45. Oh, you know, it's closing in on 50%.
Well, we better not inherit your free insurance, your free health care.
Well, that's the problem. No. I mean, we're a communist fucking shithole. At best, Alberta's purple. You know, Alberta's not even like a Republican stronghold. You couldn't even take Alberta as a 51st state and assume that it's going to be red all the time because it might be blue the first fucking time. The very because first of the cities. And it could be blue. Yeah.
The cities.
The problem is California. You know, we're like the same problem. So
cities are always the problem for some reason. I don't know what it is about these, you know, technocratic shitholes where everybody flocks to them, dyes their hair blue, and are suddenly all about whatever the media says. I don't understand.
It's a hive mind. There's too many people in their close circle that they're afraid to disappoint.
Like Borgs.
Yeah, now they can just wait and they don't have to fight or argue and they don't even have to, like, you know, play this scenario forward 15 or 20 years. They probably don't even have to save Alberta and Saskatchewan because we're sitting on a bunch of natural resources and there's other parts that if they got their shit together. The thing is, if every province to a certain extent, if they got their shit together and, like, you know, got that the federal government could get out of the way and they just, like, yeah, Manitoba doesn't really have shit. They're kind of fucked. But, you know, BC's got a bunch of great natural resources there. And actually, you know what? I think, isn't it Saskatchewan? Saskatchewan has all the uranium. Potash. Alberta's got oil. You get into Ontario and Quebec and they're just loaded with like gold and natural gas and they've got all this shit, but there's just so many rules and regulations in the way that they don't seem to be willing to develop it. And it's probably too late now to start getting into it. Is probably the problem is they waited too long. So I think if you play this thing out like a decade or two down the road, then it's more like, you know, you don't have to worry about giving them seats or senators. It's just like you're Puerto Rico, man.
It's not that they waited too long. They're under purposefully our canceled it.
You're under our protection, but you don't get to vote, man. You don't.
Well, I'm waiting for the same thing to happen to fucking Ukraine. I mean, Trump was telling Zelensky, like, pay us the money back or give us your mineral rights. Basically, and Zelensky was like, oh, fuck you. I don't think he's going to be in the picture that much longer anyway, but it seems like the U.S. is trying to do the same thing over there. It seems like a worldwide takeover.
He's on his way to America. He's on the plane right now. He's signing the papers tomorrow.
Is he really?
Yeah, he's giving you the fucking mineral rights.
Oh, my God. That's an update. Fucking breaking news. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it makes me worry that they're gonna like let Russia fuck with us for a few years so that we just sign over our mineral rights.
That's
That'd be
mobster
the way to
shit,
do it.
dude.
That'd be the way to do it, right? You want to get Canada loving the US again? Get some fucking Russians coming over the border.
I mean,
Oh
I
my
appreciate
God.
how open it is, right? It's no longer like pretending you're gonna go to Iraq and fucking bring democracy and all this bullshit when really you're going after the oil. At least he's fucking admitting it. It's an economical thing, right? We gave
He's a
him
mob
billions.
boss.
Drama's embracing the empire.
Fucking rights right now.
Dun, 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 dun. I
It's
mean, we are at like Caesar. I don't know if we're at like Caesar or, you know, but we're right at that pivot
I
where
like China.
we're at the point where it's not clearly an empire yet, but we're pretty much done. We're past pretending it's a democracy.
It's an
Oh,
empire
no,
and
no, no,
everything
but
but name.
no, no,
Say
no,
it like
no, no.
another
It's
8 years
been, look
forward.
at, no, 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 no,
Voting
no, no, no. The
fucking
WEF and the UN and the climate change bullshit, that is the empire. That's why I don't fucking agree with all this. It's the globalist takeover has been stalled or stopped right now. Now, let's see what if it becomes a globalist takeover on the way back. But we got to admit, I mean, we were getting close right there.
No, you
So,
got to love the wins. I like your optimism, Graham. You got to take
he's
the wins as
undermining.
they come.
He's
You
undermining
guys
it,
feel
man.
as
I mean,
Americans? Do you guys feel like you're at the tip of the spear for freedom still?
us?
no. So it's
No.
funny. So it's I think we were lied to for so long that I can appreciate Graham's, his appreciation, I guess, towards the truth. We just want the truth. We want someone who's gonna tell the truth, or at least, look like they're telling the truth. But I can't, I think I don't want to speak for Joe too, but when I see someone doing that, I'm just like, I'm just going to hang out and see what actually plays out because it's probably not going to be exactly what they're saying. But yes, that vision of having a leader who will actually do what they're saying they're going to do sounds great, even if it's like, yeah, I'm going to kill a bunch of people or do this horrible thing
Well, they all
eventually
do
at the end of the
that.
day. Yeah, at least they're being honest about it. The honesty I can appreciate, but it still might end up sucking.
Dude, that's a,
I
mean,
still
I
don't
don't want
agree
him
with
killed. I mean, that's where I kind of draw the line. I don't want to
No,
get,
I know, I
there
know. I'm
shouldn't be
just
any
saying it
more
could
wars or
lead to
any
that
more.
eventually.
Yeah, that's the scary part. But I
Oh,
mean, I
that's
don't
where
want
it's
it
leading.
to, and no more killing, no more wars. It's just that this web of NGOs needs to be brought down. I mean, the corruption in the globe right now is off the fucking charts. And then we've been talking about all of our shows and stuff. We've been talking about these NGOs and this grift going on. So finally, it's coming to light. I mean, in a big way, right? I mean, Elon's fucking sitting there with Trump in the thing, cutting it out. I mean, but then half of our peer group and all these shows are like just freaking out about the technocracy and this and that. I mean, what are you going to do if you want to fucking cut government efficiency, which is a good thing because it never ever gets cut. It always grows and grows and grows. You do have to put new computer systems in place. You do have to replace legacy systems. I mean, but the fear mongering about it just becoming a technocracy all of a sudden is just
Do
over the.
you need new systems?
Of
I'm
course you
more like
do.
it should be just moving away from those systems, not like.
No, but I mean, of course you need some kind of fucking system in there, and they're not using them
Sure,
properly.
I get
I mean,
that, but you have to admit that that's an extreme centralization of power now, because now there's no all
how is
these
it
things
worse than it
that
was
might have been
before?
checks and balances before because they're
This is
individually
the point. There was no checks and balances, dude. They were fucking handing out checks based on no authority whatsoever. There was no fucking things in the fields. There was no way to fucking
Maybe,
track it,
yeah,
to audit it.
sure. I agree with you. If what they're telling me right now is true,
Yeah.
I mean, if
Yeah,
that's
that's the caveat is who knows,
it
but
could all be total fucking bullshit, and they're just clearing house and putting in computers, and now it's like
well,
just less accountability. I mean, because the thing with these computer companies, they're fucking impossible to deal with, and I think that's what the post office and everything else is going to turn into. It's like, oh yeah, fuck off, man. Yeah,
that's a
here,
good point. I mean,
click the
yeah.
link. Click the fucking link. Go to the link, and when you close the link, it's just like, nope. You know, I've been dealing with these fucking behemoths like Amazon and these huge companies for fucking years, dude, because we're in business with
And
fucking
X.
and X, and it's like you just get into this box. I mean, X is probably the example because it's probably very similar to that system that's going to be your fucking government one day. And when you're out of it, you're out of it, and there's no way to get back into it. There's no appeal system. There's no fucking phone number to call. There's not even really an email. There's like click this button and that's it. And
And the
Amazon is
button never works.
And, or you just get the same generic auto response like 3 seconds later. It's just, you know, the whole thing is going to turn into this weird WeChat sort of.
No, so I get where Graham's coming from, though, too. And he's trying not to be a Luddite about it. And it's like, yeah, systems change. Like, people had the same concerns when, you know, car factories went automatic robot, you know, putting all these cars together and all that. You can say whether that was good or not. I don't really know. I mean, cars, whatever. We all kind of use them, but.
I used to be, it wasn't good.
Now they can shut your car off or make it drive.
Yeah.
It wasn't good.
But I used to be the director of business excellence in an aerospace company, right? And I had a team of people looking at improving the processes in the company, right? And I mean, this is a small aerospace company, 300, 400 people, maybe a couple different divisions, wide variety of aircraft parts and products and services. And you could see how inefficient that gets. Imagine a government. Imagine these corporations, how bad they get. Imagine the government where there's people that are getting paid when they're not doing anything. They're not even fucking coming to work. They're sending out checks that don't even belong to people. I mean, the low-hanging fruit there is so, you know, there's so much of it and so easy. You know, it's just exciting to see people even talking about it, even if it... If it doesn't happen, it's still opened up a huge can of worms. Like, it needs to be opened up.
Did Elon ever talk about the fact that, I mean, they call it Doge and the Dogecoin thing?
He's excited.
About the fact that they all were fucking launching coins on their like elections and stuff like that. I mean,
it's yeah. So- The Trump coin and they, there were
crazy.
Millionaires made. Yeah, but the fact that people are like, oh, Doge is doing all this great stuff. I'm like, it's called fucking Doge. What they named it that on purpose. The Department of Governmental Efficiency. Okay, Dogecoin, I think.
Was the coin a thing. That took a shit. Remember that one?
Well, yeah. It ended up doing really great. I made $4,000 on that by accident. I didn't look into it at all. I accidentally bought a shitload of Dogecoin because I thought it was fun and I had $100 to blow. So I bought it when it was at 0.007 cents, and I bought like, I don't know, however many thousand shares, and the next day it was at $4,000, and I was like, okay, fuck yeah, and I cashed out, and then it did take a dump. But I think it's weird that Elon is all about this whole and Trump, oh, Doge, we're gonna, you know, take apart the government, but no one's talking about the fact that it's named after a meme coin. Come on.
Well, because
it's like Idiocracy. So like,
no, he did. Him and Trump both talked about it. I mean, Trump was like, should we do it? Should we not? Should we name it that? And Elon's like, yeah, why not name it that? We've already had this Doge. Like,
yeah, it's just,
so maybe they were faking it and acting. I don't know, but they made it sound synchronous. Like, can you, like Elon said it a couple times. Like, can you imagine we had Doge and now it's the Department of Government Efficiency, but what is that backwards?
What
is it backwards?
EGOD.
I mean, that's almost crazier than it becoming Doge, right? EGOD.
I don't
know. Yeah. I don't know. I just think it's weird. I don't know if they're all they're cracked up to be. It does feel nice to have people doing what they're saying they're gonna do and telling the truth, but
they knew Doge was coming, or you know, it's some wag.
Oh, dude, no. I just don't. They can't look that far ahead.
Doge a year before they come up with the Doge department. I mean, come on, man.
Right?
You can't keep defending these people. It's like a fucking. It's total fucking wag the dog. They knew it was coming. I mean, the mainstream media started all flipped. I mean, it was all. You know,
they flip back and forth depending on what they want the majority to do or what they want to see what people will do.
Yeah, and it seems like this time around they wanted Trump. I mean, that was the difference. Is it seemed like everyone this time around wanted Trump.
Yeah.
So now we're in this weird situation where it's like, you know, the machine has like brought us around again to where it's the counterculture, you know. It's like,
no, it's the pendulum. We talked about this 2 years ago. I was like, it looks like the pendulum has plateaued. I think we actually have a show called that, where everybody's got to the edge of the wokeness and everything, and they're like, it can only go the other way now, and it slowly started swinging, and now we're back at the other side, headed the other direction, and it just seems like a cycle that happens just over my lifetime, the last couple decades. I can see that happening over and over and over again every election, at least in the U.S. Yeah, it gets more extreme. Mm-hmm. It's like going
it's
up
not,
and up
It's not
and up.
Slowing down like a classic pendulum. It's like,
no. It's like ramping up.
Yeah, it's like the pirate ship.
So what is the
far, the carnival?
Yeah.
So the, you know, pardon the pun. So, but what does the far right swing of the pendulum look like this time?
I don't know. Like, I think it looks about the same. It's just a little different.
That's what this has got to be, right? I mean, regardless of anything else, Doge and Elon and Trump are the pendulum fucking swinging past center into the right. How far do you guys think it's going to go, and what is that going to look like?
No, we already have the Gulf of America, guys. Have you seen the Gulf of America?
Dude, that's such posturing weirdness.
So in Canada, it still says Gulf of Mexico, and then instead in brackets underneath, it says Gulf of America.
Okay.
That's such a weird, like, hill to die on. Like, I'm gonna rename this Gulf the Gulf of America.
I feel like there's a lot more important things to do. I agree with you than just change the name.
America, fuck yeah. Right?
If this is a concern, because I've read Trump's fucking books, The Art of the Deal, and all of them, and if this is like what's fucking flying around in the thing, it's like, what the fuck is going on in the background? What are we missing? Are we getting, you know?
Right. Like, if that's the thing you're doing right now, like, what else is going on?
This time around, even like a bunch of the celebrities sort of came around, and they're like, "Yeah, Trump, man, we need him."
I just don't think it was made up. It's a real war. The vitriol is real from the other side, but we are seeing the fucking Silicon Valley, the tech bros, get on board. It's exciting, man. You see people that want efficiency. They're venture capitalists. These people want things to be efficient. They want to go in and fucking hack and slash a company, make some money on it. Like, it's a good old fucking, some good old capitalism too, right?
And no, it's like the Wild West. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah. No, and I love it. So I think you hit on it perfectly. You hit on it perfectly, though. I don't think it's fake. I don't either. And that's the weird thing about false flags or psyops. It doesn't mean that it's fake. It doesn't mean that whatever's happening isn't happening. It just could be happening under false pretenses or for other reasons or whatever.
We don't know what the repercussions of it will be until years later.
What I see on the surface right now, me likey. It looks great. I also love that the blue-haired heads are exploding by the dozens every day. Love that. But
and people aren't trying to push boys into playing in girl sports. Like, that's the thing that's slowly dying down, too.
Like, all the things on the surface, I love. It looks great, and I have no problem with it, and it's so fun to watch. I just don't know what the actual agenda is or whatever, and that's not something I'm going to even be blackpilled on. We'll watch it, take it as it come, you know, accept the wins when they're there, and right now, it seems like we're fucking winning, and it's great, but just, I'm waiting for the other shoe. Well, call me a pessimist.
There's some bubbles going to pop. I mean, Darren was talking about the retail bubble. There's the AI bubble. There's the bubble about Walmart, like how many thousands of people that weren't producing anything and getting paid. Like, that's a bubble that's going to pop.
Well, and Walmart, without any of that even happening, Walmart just reported like the lowest quarter in like 12 years or something like that for sales in America. I mean, the
bottom, because everybody steals their shit.
Yeah, and I mean, and we printed, I mean, you guys and us printed, the entire planet printed so much money that it was bound to lose its value. It just like, you add printing all that money to shutting down the fucking supply chains for a couple months, and this is what that plays out to. It's like such a huge complex system that it can't break down and overnight. It can't break down in a few months. It can't even... It took a few years for us to really start seeing the repercussions of printing all this money. And, you know, I mean.
Right. Like you were saying, extrapolate down 10 years out. Who knows?
In Canada, there's giant chunks of Canada that are, I don't even know what they're going to do. It's outside of like massive government spending. There's fucking no hope. There's literally, you could cut the tax rate to zero. It don't fucking matter. Nobody's going to go to these places, start businesses and stuff anymore. They've just sort of gutted the place. They've really, you know, I don't know what the fuck Canada can do outside of its natural resources to stimulate the economy at this point. We're almost at the point where it's going to start getting weird. I mean,
it's going to be like plantations up there. Y'all going to be slaves now, you know, because you aren't already, but you'll be actual slaves.
I think it's more going to look like, you know, Russia. It's just going to sort of break down to where you'll have like hyper-controlled cities and the you know, all services and everything sort of, the further you get from those, it's just going to break down. You know, there won't be any cops, but there won't be any running water.
It's going to be like Resident Evil 2 or 3, where it's like kind of Mad Max, or you're just fucking going through the desert trying to find whatever gas or water you can. I'm down for that at this point. We were just watching Fallout again with my kid, and I'm like, why do I crave that scenario of the chaos of just being like, here's this weird little city people built out of garbage heaps. I kind of want to go there and smell that and see what they got.
It's because you're in the moment. Yeah, you're forced to be in the moment in that survival aspect.
Right.
Like the meaning, your meaning is like survival, right? I mean, we miss that meaning in life, right? We're missing that.
I think we all miss that meaning.
It's the hero's journey. What's that?
You get into conquering some shit, man, and cutting some fucking heads off. Let's do it.
And wearing dope goggles and shit. I would last. I'm under no delusion. In that scenario, I would last probably 40 seconds, but it would be the greatest 40 seconds of my life. And I could remember that in the next incarnation.
I was just saying, with being under a government, it's super comfortable to be able to live our lives in our comfy house and not have to worry because there's police that protect us, and we have healthcare, and we have all these governmental agencies protecting us, quote unquote. But when you don't have that and you just have to rely on yourself, I feel like that's where you find your true purpose, where you find your true soul self.
And you find out how big your balls are and whether you have them or not.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that's where we're meant to be, but you can trade that in for comfort any day, and that's fine too. I'm not disagreeing with either side. I think
I wish we had the option a bit, right? Like that's the problem is when can we have the option? One thing I learned recently with Darren and I,
Well, I said it's coming, but you might just be too old. You might like just be, you'll get it, but
whatever. Then I'll be the, the inspiring grandfather figure. You know, that's fine with me.
He'll be Walter on Fringe. He'll be the wise old guy
behind the horse. One of the teepee poles, and we'll just like throw you on there with some blankets.
But the point is that I realized during COVID with Darren and I in Canada here is that some people really, their freedom, their version of freedom is that they want to be taken care of. Like that makes them feel free, right? I mean, but we want to take care of ourselves. And at some point you'd think that we'd be able to get to the point where you can have both worlds, you know?
I think to break it down to gender stereotypes, as a male person, it makes me feel free for the only thing I have to worry about is to care for my family. That would be great. That'd be awesome. Everyone else, no taxes, no fuck off. This is my little dirt pile and I'm going to hunt squirrels and shit and I'm going to feed my family that shit. It's the most primal shit ever. But we have that here too, though, where people would rather have soft comfort and
care of your family is going to work for the man so you can buy a house and then pay for that house, and that's how you're taking care of your family.
Yeah.
And you have to have a birthday party for your kid and do all this fancy other shit.
No, I don't.
You have to celebrate all the Hallmark holidays too, or else your wife will be mad. I'm not. I don't care about that shit. But
fuck
a lot
off.
Of people are. They get very angry about, what did we do on Valentine's Day? I feel like we both worked and like didn't.
I mean, like pizza rolls or something.
Yeah. Nothing special, though.
No, I refuse to participate in that stupid shit. The calendar, like, fuck off with all that. And that's beyond the scope of what I feel like doing during my day. So not worried about those. Do you do that, Darren? Did you send Shauna flowers on Valentine's Day? Or did you deliver them, hand deliver them?
No, I can't remember what we did.
My dude.
We did something. Watched a movie, maybe.
We probably did that too.
I feel like we did the same. I think we got ice cream and just like watched an episode of a show or something.
And I never once said Happy Valentine's Day unless it was in a mocking manner.
I don't think I remembered. I don't even know what day it was.
I just don't get Valentine's Day. Oh, here's some candy hearts and be mine.
But I started a new job and everyone gave out stuff. So it's in an office and everyone was like, Happy Valentine's Day. Here's this. And I was like, oh, fuck, it's Valentine's Day. All right. That's cool.
Now it's expanded to like you get to give shit to everybody. I'm like, when is that? Why can't it just be the one you want to be your Valentine? It used to
because
be,
they make more money if you get everybody.
We got to fix the economy. You got to spend money. It's the only way.
I do feel though, like Trump won't go down. He won't go down like the left would. And I hate to say that, you know, like I feel like if Kamala got elected, she would just lie her way into like thinking, making us think that the economy is doing great. But Trump will tell us. He'll be like, well, the economy sucks. This is what we got to do. I'm not saying what he's going to do will be right or wrong, but I do think he'll tell us flat out what's going to happen.
Kamala would just be like, cackle, cackle. I don't know. It'd be like Idiocracy.
Jupiter's a big planet and Mars is a small planet. Like, I don't know. She would say some dumb shit.
You know, the importance of money is money. Oh, I can't even imagine her being our president.
The significance of the passage of time.
Before we cut you guys loose for the night, though, I did want to get your thoughts on the current Epstein list situation, which seems to be another big fucking...
could it be more pathetic? Didn't they give it to influencers? Jesus fucking Christ.
Well, I heard they got a call from a whistleblower late last night that Cash Patel and Pam Bondi that the Southern District of New York have held a bunch of stuff back. There's a whole bunch of stuff missing out of it. So
it looks like big black blocks. Weird.
Like that's
the story. But I mean,
but I seen a bunch of influencers coming out of the White House.
I know, but so what? It's instead of the mainstream media, because you give it to them, what's going to happen, right? I mean, can you let me just say something before you interrupt? I can't. We're talking over each other here.
We're good at that.
Can't they just do something a little differently? Again, everybody on X is flipping out because of the influencers, the internet people, so they don't want to give it to the mainstream. So what? Just let people do what they want with it.
Well, why not just let me download it then and you download it and Joe download it?
Yeah, that would be ideal, yeah.
Because that's kind of what they pretended they were going to do in the beginning, right? They were going to we're going to post the legislation here for a week before so you could read it, so you can tell people how they're going to vote. And now
it's the exact same thing that, and people who listen to the show know, I have a huge problem with Freedom of Information Act requests. It's bullshit. If you get it, if you pay the money, 6 months later, you might get a piece of paper that says the and an at on it, and the rest is redacted. This is what that seems like to me, where they're like, don't worry, we're releasing them. Here's 5,000 pages of black boxes.
It's the same reason they say that any content is harmful. If this big media outlet is saying this content is too harmful, it's because they know that people are very easily influenced and they have a much bigger agenda that they want to influence into their brains than this might take from that. So they are like, oh, well, we have our own agenda. You can't listen to this or that or the other. Like, ugh.
What do you think about it, Darren?
Well, I think it's I don't know. I think it's going to be a big scam. I think it's going to be a big nothing burger.
I called it a super bacon nothing burger with cheese.
It makes me think that, you know, Adam from No Agenda is right when he talks about they're building a new media. I mean, now instead of just giving it to us so we could all download it, which should be easy, put it on X, boom, here you go. But instead, it's got to go through these new people who were supposed to start trusting them. So they're going to give us just enough names that we can start trusting them for our news instead of, because they need their dissemination things.
They don't want us to think for ourselves. They don't want us to have our own opinions.
I mean, this has Edward Bernays and Tavistock written all over it, that exact idea. Like, oh my God, if that's what's going on, at least we can see it, kind of. I don't know. But we could be being duped, too. You always leave that open in your mind, people. You could be being duped by us.
Was to dupe us.
I mean, we're brainwashed. I mean, I think the difference is we admit it. We try to deal with it. We try to not be.
Trying to figure our way out of it.
Right. We're the insane people that are wondering if we're insane, admitting it, and trying to figure out how we're insane.
Well, I think it's okay to like things and have opinions on things. That's okay. You should be able to speak your mind and have other people say maybe why they think differently. They don't have to disagree or agree. They can think differently. I guess that is disagreement, but there doesn't have to be a fight or an argument about it.
It does from one side of the aisle. Let me tell you, I saw some, I don't know what it was, some posts on Facebook. I don't know why it was recommended to me, but it was like, a lot of friends on the right always say, you know, if you disagree, at least we can still be friends. If we disagree politically, we can still be friends. And it was like, no, we can't be friends if you agree that deporting illegals, harming a woman's right to choose, and they listed all the talking points. They're like, then no, we can't be friends.
I like how you're gay or feminine voice right now. That's pretty awesome.
They're interchangeable. Yeah.
You're like, I know the person who's thinking this.
But that's from one side of the aisle. They're like, no, if you disagree with me, we absolutely can't be friends because you are a horrible person.
Right.
That's how they look at it. It's like, what do you do?
Well, then they've been influenced in the wrong ways. People shouldn't be like that.
Then I'm like, okay, let's not be friends then. Bye.
Look at everyone as your brother and sister. Just fucking get along, do your own thing.
Yeah. Easier said than done, I guess.
I mean, I guess.
Well, thanks, you guys. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Anything you guys got cooking in the background or any links you want to share? I mean, I'll put all your links in the notes, of course, but anything else you have to add?
There's so many links. I mean, if you go to Grime, we should have a link tree.
Grimerica.ca, right? A link tree.
Grimerica.ca will have all our stuff there.
/support.
That's even better. That's even better. But that we have audiobooks and all sorts of stuff. You can get to all of it from Grimerica.ca.
Also, new GrimericaCBD.com, which I'm waiting on the promo link so we can do that, but I'll still plug it anyway.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, we're all waiting.
All right, you guys, have a great night. Thanks, Graham. Thanks, Darren. Thanks, Jen. Hey, yeah.
Nah, nigga.
Good to see you guys.
All right. Thanks, all you retarded faggots out there.
What up, retarded faggots?
We will see you next time.
Thank you for listening to Legit Bad. Please address all content grievances to gofuckyourself@yourmom.com. See you next week.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.